He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports bettor expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wagering World? It's your boy Five Star in Vegas, broadcasting live as always from beautiful Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is in Houston, Texas. This is The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with my bookie. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sports book on the Vegas Strip. I call him the boy wonder of sports betting, my brother from another, the super producer of this show, the Spider Monkey King, Cino Royale.
Wow. What's good, Five Star? What's up, Wagering World? Michigan.
Oh, my God.
Oh, referee. Man. I finally get the guru, man. I finally get him.
Nah, the referee got me. Man. Bro, that was a planned hit, but we'll talk about that when we get to the past. Man, hey, man, Aaron Rodgers' regular season is officially over, but he's in the news. But yours has just begun in mybookie.ag, man. NFL, college ball, and a brand new cash out system gives you options to bet and win all season long. First two legs of your parlay hit. Cash out early like I do. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Put some of your winnings up for the next bet, or you can go out like the Peaky Blinders and risk it all for a chance at a bigger payday. Join us at MyBookie for an entire season filled with daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and huge prize pool contests. Right now, MyBookie has a no strings attached cash bonus to let you deposit and withdraw quick, fast, like right now. Use my promo code. That's Five Star, FiveStar, and we're going to deposit match you up to $1,000. Once again, that's my promo code, Five Star, spell it out, FiveStar, to claim your cash bonus right now. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. Man, 2024 has come in. Hey, it's come in with some noise, man. This year has been really, really amped early, man. We got all types of things going in the world of sports and the world of entertainment. And we got Cat Williams going at it with everybody in comedy after his interview on Shannon Sharpe's show, his podcast, Shay Shay, Club Shay Shay, or whatever that is. I never got that name. I don't know why he goes by that, but Shannon Sharpe's little show he has, and I could tell that he just sprung that on Shannon. There's some really strong words that Cat Williams had for a lot of different guys in the entertainment world. I'm all for it, man. Like he said, we're in a time of truth, man, where everything that is in the dark is going to come to the light. And Cat's a Virgo like myself, so unless you really know us, you think we're always lying and and making up a bunch of stuff, and it's always the truth. That's the problem about it, because some people just don't aren't blessed enough to see some of the things that others see, man. And what might sound like a tall tale to you might actually be my life. But I think a lot of the stuff that Cat was talking about was real and really goes on. And then you got the Stephen A. Smith battle with one Jason Whitlock. I've met both of those guys, and you'd be surprised. Both of them are really calm, quiet, laid back guys. Maybe that's just an act that they put on when they meet new people. But bro, they really are fired up with each other. It was like Stephen A. Smith sent out a Tupac's hit him up on that boy like yesterday. He called him some foul words.
Hey, I usually don't like seeing two brothers go back and forth on national television, but these guys right here are out of control.
Boy,
Stephen A. Smith, he was riling it up. He couldn't wait. He was just priming. He was all on Twitter. He like, man, y'all gotta tune in to see the things I'm about to say about this guy. got on there. He called it B word. Man, called him a fat bastard, fat piece of sh. I'm like, oh my god. Whitlock calling him Stephen A. Myth.
1.5.
He like, he got a whole false basketball career. Man, it's too much. Come on, you guys need to chill out, man. Y'all, especially Stephen A. You like the leader of all this.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. Come on, let's keep it sports.
But
man,
look, that's the issue. I got respect for Stephen. I know he started out as a writer. He's putting a lot of work in Philadelphia, New York, on the East Coast, in the NBA world, man. But that's the issue, is that, like you said, he is the leader. And he's showing his true colors. Him and Whitlock are really, you know, different sides of the same coin, bro. And I hate to say that, but they just represent different factions, but still something that we'll never be about over the wagering world. And, you know, they got to, you know, pass on the things that keep their marketing partners happy and do those things that make them happy. But there's no way they're going to make me a clown like that and talk to another professional in my industry, especially another one of my brother, you know, in that type of way. I just don't think that that was proper. I don't think that they handled that in an appropriate way. So that's why I'm hoping that they're really making a deal behind the scenes and trying to run up their views together and make some money, because that's the only way to make sense to me, is if they're trying to make some money out for this, you know, because otherwise it's really clownish. Stephen A. Smith is an actor, and that's pretty much all he does every day. People kind of get lost the fact that Stephen A. is pretty right on the NBA. He knows the game, but he's become an actor, like his role on all of the All My Children's and things that he plays, and he does a really good job of getting in character. But man, it's still about sports, and we're gonna keep it about sports over here on the Wagering World. Alright man, we got Nick Saban retiring, one of the greats. Pete Carroll, another one of the greats, retiring. 2024 be a season that no one forgets. It's the year that a lot of dynasties came to an end, a lot of legends came to an end, as we also get news of Bill Belichick. I don't think he's retiring like his counterparts, you know, Saban and Pete Carroll, but he is definitely leaving New England and that dynasty that he built over the years. And it's strange that all three of those guys started together and coached together, I want to say, on that Cleveland staff, just as a Hall of Fame staff. I think it was Saban, Pete Carroll, and the one Bill Belichick as the leader of that crew at that time. What you think about all the retirements?
I'm 5-star. To be honest, I really think it's about time. I've been watching a lot of these people since I was a kid, and I'm sure you've been watching some of them since you were a kid also, and that makes it even worse, man. But it's a real paradigm shift going on right now, and I feel, you know, there's a lot of young head coaches right now that could, you know, be future legends or take those spots. We have the great Mike McDaniel. I shouldn't call him great too kind of early, but we got Mike McDaniel, so, you know, D'Amico Ryans, Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, Arthur Smith. A lot of young coaches out there right now, if you know, if they can hold their own and take spots of these coaches that was already there.
Well, I definitely hope Dan Lanning goes to Alabama. As an LSU guy, that would be a home run for us, because you know, I'm not too big a fan of his, but he's already confirmed he's staying in Eugene. Hey, I keep telling people, watch for Coach Prime. We know how him and Nick Saban have a wonderful relationship. That would be a home run for Alabama if they could get Coach Prime over there. I know it might sound far-fetched to some. It was funny, see, though. Someone put up a meme of Remember the Titans, with Denzel was the coach that had to grab the shotgun to go to the window because the clan was outside. They said that's how it would be if Dion was coaching Alabama. You know, Alabama's never even considered having a black coach in its long history. But maybe one day they will. Like most SEC programs, they have had a basketball coach over there, as they had Avery Johnson there for a long time. But we'll see if they'll ever have a brother walking on the sidelines for the Crimson Tide. But okay, Cino, what do you think about the NFL firings that happened? We got spots opening up in Atlanta as they get rid of Arthur Smith. I guess he was right for going off on Dennis Allen for that last touchdown, because maybe that was just enough to push Arthur Blank over the edge as they lose to their hated rival, our New Orleans Saints, where they finally play good in a game that doesn't mean jack. All right, and then we had the Washington Commanders. They part ways. It's like they finally put Ron Rivera out of his misery. Ron Rivera was like an old horse at the stable, and they put him out of his misery and let him go finally. And then we had the surprise dismissal of Tennessee Titans Mike Vrabel. You know my theory, me and Jason McIntyre, I give Jason McIntyre a lot of flack sometimes, you know, nudge him a little bit because he's kind of lame. You know, he loves sport, though, and that's what I like about him. He does love sports. He's a sports fanatic like us, and he's knee-deep in it, always studying, always reading, always trying to get better at learning sports and sports better. So I commend him on that, but he's kind of, I could tell he comes from a little kind of square background, and sometimes he's a little nerdy with it. But he reposted a question that I added him at, well, more like a statement that I made at him this morning during the herd when I told him, I was like, hey, J-Mac, I think that my theory is that, you know, the reason that Amy Adams let go of Mike Vrabel is because the Texans won the division due to the Titans winning that last game by a blowout. It was a parting gift that Vrabel had for his team. Derrick Henry, we know he's not coming back to the Titans. He went crazy. They put his friends in Houston that he's still friends with in that ownership group into the championship. A lot of Patriots guys are over there in Houston working, and I know Vrabel knows a lot of those guys. And I don't think Amy Adams likes Houston. You know, her dad, if you know the history of the Houston Oilers, the mayor Lanier at the time had a huge feud going with Bud Adams because Bud Adams wanted to, you know, have a new stadium built, and they didn't want to give him the money to do so. He ended up moving the team to Tennessee, and he's forever hated the city of Houston since then. And his daughter, now that he's gone, is carrying on his tradition, and I'm sure that she told Mike Vrabel, hey, don't give your best on this last game for draft positions, and most of all, do not let those Houston Texans into the position of AFC South champions. And Vrabel did the only thing he knows how to do is win, because that, besides that, I can't think of any other reason why it had to be a struggle between ownership and him, because Vrabel's one of the best coaches in the National Football League, and I think that's a consensus thing that everyone agrees upon. And for him to get let go at a time like this, when finding good coaching is really hard to do, it kind of surprised me. But who do you like to step in those positions left by Pete Carroll in Seattle, Belichick in New England, in Atlanta, and Washington, and now Tennessee? Do you have anyone that comes to mind that has never been a head coach or that's in college that might move to the pros?
Well, I definitely have a head coach. I think that's in college that's going to go to the pros. He might be there next year. Michigan! Yeah, shout out to old Jim Harbaugh. I definitely think he'd be there with his brother. He could definitely fit in some way. We have old Ben Johnson, offensive coordinator for the Detroit Lions. He's looking for a head coach position. And, of course, Bill Belichick, he can definitely fill in somewhere, you know, or somewhere that's shooken up and go to another team and keep it pushing. And I've seen someone on the market. I'm talking about the market. I look at lines so much, somewhere on the web. But one of these headlines that Dan Quinn was trying to be a head coach somewhere. He wanted to, you know, step up and lead. So there's so many different people that, you know, that could fit these jobs, five-star. I'm kind of interested to see. Like I said, man, it's a shift. And new things are coming, and the waging world coming too. So y'all be on the lookout.
It's definitely a paradigm, man. And as you said, that shows you just how limited jobs there is in the NFL, because a lot of those guys are retreads. You got Dan Quinn again. You got Jim Harbaugh again. Exclusive position. So I don't think that we could forget a couple of the guys out there, a couple of the brothers who, you know, have done a really good job as well. We got the guy who this guy got the worst shake ever at Charlotte, talking about Steve Wilks. Steve Wilks really got screwed in Carolina. He's doing a really wonderful job with the Niners defense. And then you also got Brian Flores. A lot of people don't think he got a fair shake either, with the owner pretty much firing him for wanting to win. So I hope those brothers, since we're talking about retreads, they get another chance. Also, the defensive coordinator over there for the L.A. Rams lost his job with Tampa Bay. Maybe he gets another shot since we're doing retreads and giving other coaches opportunities. A name that's popping up a lot is O.C. Bobby Slowick for Houston Texans. I'd hate to see him go because he's been tremendous, and everything he's done with C.J. Stroud has been on point. All right, man. Let's get to the past. Much as I hate it, man, fire up, man, the 67 Camaro. Let's slide to the past.
hey, man, you don't sound too excited to do the pass today, man. Come on, dog. You only lost one game, bro. Come on, man. Chill
man,
out,
one
dog.
Is too
it's
many.
Gonna be all right.
Nah, see, this is the thing about it. I don't mind taking the L. What I hate is getting cheated, you know, like that digs to my core, man. Like, if somebody cheats me out of something, man, I want blood. That's just how I am. Don't cheat me, man. Beat me. You know what I'm saying? And even the Sports Illustrated cover show. All-22. If you watch the All-22 like I did, and watch the versus Michigan game, you're going to be really upset. I can see it live because I have that type of detail with watching the game. You know, I'm blessed enough to, you know, really see things really well and remember things really well. And I was crying the whole game, and I never do that. But I had to because I could not believe the travesty that was the national championship on Monday night. I have no problem with you saying let the guys, you know, decide, let them play rough, because Michigan was really roughhousing to watch the receivers. That's okay, but let them do it on both sides. Like, don't wait till it's 17-10. Washington overcame a terrible start, overcame a turnover on the first play of the second half, and now they have a chance to tie the game with a big play. Finally, Rome Odunze makes a play, him and Penix connect in the fourth quarter to get it inside the 10. And guess what happens? A phantom holding call after you've not thrown any holding calls all night, when Michigan's offensive line was grabbing, literally grabbing jerseys on the Huskies right in front of the referee. Like, I mean, it's like clear as day. The whole stadium can see it. You saw a lot of pro athletes comment on this. A lot of college kids that play. Everyone saw that the fix was in. And, you know, I know Michigan is a powerful school and everything, but come on, NCAA, hide it a little bit better than that, man.
Hey, 5-star. They don't care no more. Like, they really, really don't care. They put it in our face, laugh, and they know we're going to continue to bet. It's all fun and games, though, because, you know, you got to be on the right side as you on the wrong side. And 9 times out of 10, we're on the right side. We just let it play mind games with us. We go back and forth, because when you really know the sport and then you seen the stuff you see, it'd be hard to, you know, bet in those type of ways. But it's political now, and you got to follow the game how it go. And the market tells you mostly everything you need to know, especially when it comes to games like that. I'm kind of excited about the Super Bowl, because it's going to be a repeat almost of what we've seen in this championship game in college. I feel it's going to be a lot of bad calls, but it's going to be a great game. And they're going to say, we let them play, quote unquote. That's going to be the excuse. We let them play.
Okay, you worked for the books for a lot of years. You've been behind the scenes. That's why you have a lot of, you know, ability to see what's going on and where the market's going, where the money's going. You got privy to a lot of things that people don't. You've been correct on calling the WNBA champion early. All you got to do is listen, guys. We'll give you guys jewels. You got to pay attention. Ceno called the Aces winning the championship, I think, on the first show. Then later on, he told you guys the Cowboys were a good pick for the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you got a future on that, now you pretty much playing with house money. You can sit back and, you know, start hedging.
Yes,
and then he nailed Michigan. He's been on Michigan about the last month. He's been telling you guys that Harbaugh was destined to get the championship. But I've told you that he was destined to have it taken away when they come back and say that he was cheating. But it's okay, man. So who you like for the Super Bowl? We talked about a little bit in the cards board. You want to tell
him? Hey, to be honest, 5-star, I don't. And you know why I say that? Because the jank has been real.
Boy.
It's been real. I'm being serious. Like, I don't want to tell him. Not right now. And I just know that what I feel is really, really in line. Because for you to say what you said in the car this morning, I was not expecting that.
Great
and like
mind.
I told you, somebody could have put $1 million on the counter. And they say, Ceno, take this $1 million or you lose everything you have. If 5-star get it right. You get it right, lose everything you have. Get it wrong, get the $1 million. Oh, you gonna get it wrong. That's a no-brainer. 5-star get it right. Nah,
nailed
it. I ain't got nothing. Yeah, it's tough. So, and I really feel that that's gonna be the matchup. And again, if you listen to the show, you got an idea, you got a hint of who one of the people could be that's going to be in the Super Bowl. And I already told you, I don't think it's going to be the Ravens. Lamar, MVP, shining kind of hard. He got that big check, you know. He's going to have to slow down somewhere. The momentum going to have to stop somewhere. He get to the Super Bowl, go win that. That's some marvelous, immaculate stuff. But I don't see that happening. But 5-star, nope. We're not telling them. Keep tuning in, and then you'll finally find out.
In.
All the real listeners, you guys know what's up.
That's a year-long teaser for him right there, man. So y'all stay tuned, and we'll give it to you in increments, man. You know, and you guys, I keep telling you, man, enjoy the show, enjoy the vibe, but also bring your notepads and your pencils, your iPhone notes, whatever you like to use to keep your notes, your Galaxy notes. Do whatever it takes. But man, when we tell you about these futures, we tell you about our leans on games, giving away a lot of free information. The Supreme Clientele gets detailed, you know, help with their plays. They got my direct number. They can, you know, text me about anything, any questions about in the game. So it's like with me advising them and being at their beck and call, you know, 8 hours a day. That's where the price comes in. But I give away a lot of free information, man. I give away a lot of free information. If you guys would just pay attention, me and Cino been giving out to you all year here on The Waging World. And you know why we do it, Cino? Because it's us versus the machine. All right, man, what other games we had that we were victorious in? You got me on that one, but I was pretty good on the NFL last week.
Hey, you're right, Five Star. You did a hell of a job on the NFL last week. And since we was talking about Lamar, he didn't play last week, but we could talk about his team. Pittsburgh and the Ravens last week, you was all over Pitt, man. Five Star, what you seen in that one? Like, what made you come up with that decision and recap the game for us?
Well, I saw that the Ravens would be playing their backups. Tyler Huntley is a serviceable backup, but he's not going to beat Mike Tomlin when Mike Tomlin needs to win. The Steelers ran a really smart, you know, game plan, really safe. The weather was really cold, really bad. They leaned on the defense, leaned on their special teams. Mason Rudolph played really well, 18 of 20 for 152 yards, did just enough. Got it to Deontay Johnson for a big play. That was the difference in the game. And Deontay Johnson and George Pickens are two-headed monsters. They should be very careful in Buffalo this week. I know we like Buffalo a lot. They've been playing good, but Josh Allen is still turning over the ball, and that Steelers defense can do it. I know that their best player, T.J. Watt, will be out, but still, Mike Tomlin with double-digit points is a lot. So, I don't know, man. It's going to be a tough one up in Orchard Park for the Steelers, but I think that they will have some type of shot in that game. The Ravens, oh, man, I hope they aren't rusty. A couple years ago, they had the number one seed. They lost to the Tennessee Titans when they took a bye and did the same thing. Will Lombard didn't play the last week of the season and the bye, and he came out really, really rusty. I know they're a little bit more dynamic this season. Let's see how they respond to the bye. Overall, really good game, and I look forward to seeing the Steelers and Bills this weekend.
Five Star, and you also called another layup last weekend. Green Bay against the Vikings. How you came up with that one?
Hey, I told you guys all season long I like Jordan Love. He was going to be the next Green Bay quarterback. I got so many receipts on this kid, it's ridiculous. The Packers are hitting their stride. That team is going to be dangerous going forward. I don't know about how much a threat they are to the Cowboys and Dallas, but Green Bay does have a pretty good record against the Cowboys in the last couple years. With that said, Jordan Love shines in this inclement weather. He throws for 316 yards. That offense is looking pretty dynamic for the Packers. You got Aaron Jones back. He ran for over 100 yards. Jaden Reed is one of many good young wide receivers that team has. And I look for them to put up some points against that Vaunted Cowboys defense in Dallas next week. The Bears go home. Justin Fields, he pretty much gave them a farewell speech at the podium. Justin Fields never wanted to be a Bear. He looked so disappointed when they drafted him in the room at the NFL draft. I knew it wasn't going to probably work because you can't come to the Chicago Bears, get drafted by them, and the first thing you say in the first press conference is, I don't really like playing in cold weather. So his mind was pretty much made up. Hopefully he gets to a dome team or somewhere warmer where he can showcase his skills, and we'll see how Caleb Williams does as the Chicago Bears lead. Does he even accept the position, or does he try to figure out a way to get to Washington near his hometown of Maryland? Hey guys, we're up against a break. After the break, hey, we got my guy Dame the Gambling God of the A Better Life. Me and him have a show together. We do A Better Life podcast. You guys go check it out on YouTube. You see, you know, a little bit more about me. It's one of my closest friends, so we really go into depth about kind of our background and where we came from, and also give you some sports betting knowledge. Well, Dame is here again on The Waging World. He's one of the good friends of the show, and we're going to have him after the break with his teaser specials. You know, this guy's hitting them in the head for six figures with these teasers. He's a master at it. You guys stick around. Cino, send us out.
Yeah. So let me just get this shit like crash the whip. I'm showing off on accident, passionate and sick. I'm Kobe Bean with the assist, cause I won't pass to them. I break it down and roll it on my lonely, cause I don't want no fake homies. No Manolos, only Tonys in this world is mine. I knew that since my daddy reached his climax. You think that is sick, I think it's honest.
And we're back in the wagering world. Hey man, same as always out here. Beautiful day in Sumlin out here. Ain't no spider monkeys, but we got a surprise for you guys. We actually gonna have a spider monkey on A Better Life on the podcast that I'm a best friend of that show with my boy, man, one of my best friends in the world. He's actually right here in the wagering world with us now, about to share some of his knowledge. Hey, what's good, Dame the Gambling God?
Hey man, let's do it, man. Dame the Gambling God, the magician. I show you how to turn 20s into 100s, and I show you how to rob the casino without a gun. Let's go.
Hey man, let's go. Hey man, y'all make sure that y'all subscribe to A Better Life, man. I'm on there often. Support my guy. Hey man, this is like my real brother right here, man. He got one of the most awesome podcasts you're gonna find. Great production. Hey, at the beginning, man, I love the intro, man. Tell me a little bit about the intro, man, because they don't understand that's your real life. We ain't renting cars over here.
Oh no, my intro, we had fun making a video, man. I just want to bring to life what we do in real life. Like, we turn 20s into 100s for real. We like magicians for real, so I just want to bring it to real life. That's all it brings to the audience.
Bro, what I love, I check out the comments often when we do the show, or even when I'm not on there. What I like that they say most about the show, man, is how me and you bring that culture, man. And that's all I try to do, is I always represent where we're from. And no matter what we're taking in life, bro, continue to be who we are, because I'm proud of who we are, bro, and where we came from.
Yeah, man, we came from the trenches. You know, you came out of Louisiana/Houston. I came out of Georgia. We met on some positive stuff, and now look where we are today, bro.
Hey man, we're doing it big, man. All right, man, you know this is our bread and butter right now. We put in all the work all year long just to get to this moment, man. We watch all this football just to get to the playoffs. Me and this brother have one of the highest winning percentages in the NFL during the playoffs that you're gonna find. Man, let the squares tell it on TV. They'll say it don't exist, but we've been doing this for a really long time and being successful, man. And we got a big weekend coming up. Man, we know you're the teaser king. What do you got for us this weekend? Give the people a teaser that they can go cash out.
Man, we got a huge, huge weekend. This is actually, these next 3 weeks are my best weeks of the year. Because every game count, and two, when you're taking the teaser, especially when you're taking the underdogs, nobody want to blow nobody out. Everybody want to get there healthy for the next week. So what I do is I'm going to give you two dogs. I'm going to take the Texans at home. I know you're going to like that play. And then I'm going to go against the Eagles on the road. I'm going to go with old Baker Mayfield. Take bold Baker Mayfield at the house. So I'm going to have them plus, depending on where you catch the lines at, it's going to be the +9.5 or +10. 7-point teaser.
Nice. So you going with a 7-point teaser. That play is -130, correct, Dan?
Some books is -130, some is -140, but you catch it at -130 at most books.
Okay, we're on the same side on both of those. It's funny, man. I ran into Ski this morning, and the first thing he asked me, like, who you taking? I told him, I said, I'm on the Texans, and I also told him I'm on the Dolphins. He was like, man, I don't know about the Dolphins. He said, I like Tampa Bay, though. So you said it, and then when I soon as Cino walked in the house this morning, he was like, hey, man, I like the Bucs. So seemed like the Bucs are the sharp guys. My guys are all on the books, man. Anything that you see from a side point of view that you like on just a straight pick, if you had just one to throw all your money on this weekend, what would be the one game you like the most, just straight?
Chiefs at home.
Money line or laying the points?
I don't know what it is now, but it's 3.5 now. I buy it to under 3.
No, it's 4.5.
Four and a half?
Oh, yeah, that's why I took the Dolphins. When they went over 4, man, I had to jump on that 4.5.
Oh, we know what that number is. Yeah, that's huge. That's huge. If I just had to do me a one pick, that's a tough one now.
It's tight, bro. You a teaser king. You don't even think like me with the
straight. You even look like sides, but my guys think it is a straight tease on everyone.
I would take the Packers plus 7.5 if I had to just choose one.
I actually love that one. I'm with you on that one. It's what's funny. I think the spread is on the other side, but you and I and Cena, we all. I'm a big fan. You know, we talked about that on your show last week. You asked me about Jordan Love or Justin Fields. I tell you, Jordan Love is light years ahead of Justin Fields, man. Jordan Love is a real player. We know the Cowboys' history, right? For you know, blowing these type of situations. So I like that a lot, Dane.
I'm gonna also do a parlay too. I'm gonna take two.
Okay.
It's a lot of points. The Bills give out a lot of points too, man. I just you know, playoffs. I don't like to give out that many points.
Nah, I can't. I gotta. Mike Tomlin is known for these type of snow cold games. As long as T.J. Watt is good, I know T.J. Watt got hurt. You got any word on T.J. Watt? I know Spread will know when he gets on next segment. You heard anything about if he's playing or not? He's playing, huh? T.J. Watt.
If he do play, I don't know how healthy he's gonna be. But I still think Mike Tomlin on the road against Buffalo. It's no pressure on them. They playing with house money.
Super house money. They got two really talented wide receivers that you know are gonna come to play. They're starting to get smarter with their offense by allowing Jalen Warren to run the ball now. And Mason Rudolph, man, he's been a good quarterback, man. He's a lot better than Trubisky, that's for sure. So George Pickens can take over games, so I'm with you on that one, Dame. So the two-team parlay, tell them what you're going to roll with, Dame.
My two-team parlay, I'm taking the Packers plus 7.5, and then I'm going to take the Steelers plus 10.5. That's what I'm going with.
All right, that was my guy, Dame, the gambling god. Gonna teach you how to rob the casino without a gun. Dame, tell them where we can find you at, where the people can locate you at on social media.
Yeah, well, you can locate me on Instagram, sfly_sports. And you can locate me on YouTube, A Better Life with Dame the Gambling God.
Awesome, bro. Let's have a big weekend, man. I know you're trying to get up out of here, man. Have a safe flight, and I'm sure I'll see you soon, bro.
You next week, bro. I need you on my show. You ain't seen no.
Oh, we bringing the monkeys. We bringing the monkeys over. We're going to bring the 40K monkeys. You going to have that 100K Cuban around your neck, and we're going to let Cito pull up on you with that 40K around his neck and monkey.
Wow.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Be safe.
That's my guy, Dame the Gambling God. Y'all make sure that you follow him at SFly on Instagram, but follow his show, man. It's one of the best shows on YouTube that you're going to find. A Better Life. That's BETTOR, A Better Life. All right, man, we're up against the break. Cino, get us out of here.
Don't tempt me coming with nonsense. Even though I made it out, still empty. One of these objects. Buying houses, living rent free. That's one of the concepts. Pulling up in Bentleys in front of the projects. White, hacked out under my cuticles. My car give me flashbacks of what I used to do. Richard Millie's a trophy, is on your checklist. Till you smarten up and realize that's an investment.
All right, we're back in the wagering world powered by MyBookie.ag. When your money's on the line, do it with a trusted sports book that gives you tools to win like MyBookie.ag. At MyBookie, it doesn't matter if your team is up or down, you can easily cash out. Y'all know my rules. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Or you can wait, jump in live so you can come out on the right side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, touchdown, three-pointer, and soon home run is another chance to hit a payday. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag. On your first deposit, use my promo code, that's 5STAR, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R, to grab a deposit match up to $1,000. If you guys put in $200, we're going to match it with $200. You put in $500, we're going to match you with $500. If you deposit $1,000, we're going to give you a free K to try your best to bring home the books. And don't forget to do the MyBookie money bag grab, guys. It's a potential Super Bowl front runner at long shot odds. Hey, man, MyBookie's giving it away. You won't find any odds better than at MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime.
anywhere only with mybookie.ag. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever run a casino sports book on the Las Vegas Strip, my brother from another, the boy wonder of sports betting, Cino Royale.
Wow. What's good, Five Star? We back at it. We got Spread in the house with us, huh?
Yes, sir. You know, the OG of the wagering world is in here. You know, we got him every final segment, so you know we got our guy in here. Man, the OG of the wagering world, my dog. Hey, man, the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know. He's been killing it. He's been ghost pepper hot all year. What's good, Spreadster?
Man, I'm excited to break down these wild card matchups, Five Star. We got some compelling storylines, and I can't wait to dive right in.
Hey, let's get to it, man. It's NFL playoff. The wild card round is this weekend spread. Hey, we work all year as professional bettors to get to this point where we build up all this information, man, so that we can use it at the most crucial time of the year. And usually guys like ourselves do our best at this time of the season when everything's on the line. What you got for us, Spread?
The Cleveland Browns are -2.5 in Houston, taking on the best story of the year. That's right. It's the Houston Texans and quarterback C.J. Stroud. The total is 44.5. Seen some good arguments on both sides of this game, Five Star. A lot of people like the Browns and that elite defense they're bringing in, plus their quarterback, Super Bowl winning experience. However, the Texans are a team that have exceeded expectations all year. How do you see this one going down?
I love that everyone is on the wrong quarterback and on the wrong side. I'm on the other side, man, because of the very reason that you said. They think that the defense is elite for one. But if you do your research, the Cleveland Browns give up the most points on the road of any defense in the National Football League. They're giving up a little bit over 29 points per game when they go on the road this season. So I don't know how much I'm going to take it to them being an elite number one defense. I think if the Texans can find a way to block up that pass rush, they'll be okay. A lot of people going about what happened last time in the earlier matchup, but hey, we had Case Keenum in there for the Texans. This is C.J. Stroud. He's going to bring a different attitude, and I think the revenge factor is going to be huge motivation for this Texans team. We know that they got burnt by Amani Cooper in the first game for 11 receptions for 265 yards and 2 touchdowns. I don't think that the Texans are going to allow that this time. I don't care if Kareem Jackson, my boy Kareem, has to take a personal foul. He's going to do whatever it takes to make sure that his homie from Alabama on the other side of the ball doesn't get over 250 yards again on this Texans defense. And I think that the Texans offense is able to move the ball on this Browns defense. It's a little overrated. Quarterback, I give the advantage to the Texans because at the end of the day, I know that Joe Flacco is a vet. But hey, how good is Flacco being up until this point? He has not been good with the Jets. He has 13 touchdown passes this year, but he also has 8 interceptions. He's not mobile. If the Texans can turn up that pass rush that we know that they do have, we're going to see some turnovers and some mistakes by Flacco. We've seen this before. I do like Kevin Stefanski. He's a great coach for the Browns. But, man, I got to be with the Texans. I got to be contrarian. I like the home field advantage. I like the young boys with nothing to lose. I love what C.J. Stroud brings. He said, I bring me. So let's go with C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans +2.5.
In the battle of the top two Coach of the Year candidates, Five Stars taking D'Amico Ryans and the Houston Texans. The Miami Dolphins are now +4.5, heading to that snowstorm in Kansas City, where it's expecting to be freezing temperatures. Total here is 43.5. Both teams come into this game with question marks. The Chiefs have struggled to score all year long, and the Miami Dolphins, who look like they could have been headed towards the AFC Championship game, have been absolutely racked with injuries. Can the battered Dolphins get it done, or is the Chiefs going to win in a blowout?
Even with the injuries, the defense for Miami has been really solid over the past couple weeks. I know they're missing some key guys, but I do trust Vic Fangio. You're an old guy from your stomping grounds out in the Bay. San Francisco 49er DC that kind of set the culture for that new era of 49ers defense. Vic Fangio is a hell of a coach, man. The old man knows what he's doing. He held Patrick Mahomes scoreless in the second half in Germany. You remember that the Chiefs raced out to a 21-0 lead, one defensive touchdown before the half, and two long scores in the passing game. But besides that, they didn't do much against this Dolphins defense, and I don't think they will now. Even though they're missing some people, they still do have Jalen Ramsey, who brings that attitude. They still have some more guys that you could trust on that defense that I think going to step up. Most of all, you know I'm a big Mike McDaniels fan. We were in the same situation last year, if you remember, when I was one of the few pro bettors that took the Dolphins on the road at Buffalo, and they almost pulled an upset, but they covered the 9.5 very easily, and I think they covered the 4.5 again. You got to remember, the Kansas City Chiefs wide receivers have led the league in drops this season. Excuse me, they led the league in drops. It's going to be extremely cold. So how does that do? I trust Tyreek Hill, who's played in Kansas City before, and this is his first time coming back to that stadium that he lit on fire so many times in the playoffs, catching the ball in the cold, or do I trust the Kansas City receiving core, who's been the weakest receiving core in the National Football League this year? Patrick Mahomes has become human. Travis Kelce, man, he's in an entanglement with Taylor Swift, and it has him, his game's all off. He's all beat up, man. He's having too much fun, too many late nights, man, and he hasn't showed me that he's the reliable security blanket that he's been in the past in the playoffs. So I'm going to be a contrarian on this one again, man. I trust Mike McDaniels. I trust him to run the San Francisco run game that he helped construct up in the Bay Area. I trust the two San Francisco style coaches in Fangio and McDaniel are able to keep this game close in the playoffs. So give me the Dolphins plus 4.5. Kansas City is not good. We're going by their past. They have not been good all season. Their defense has, but I cannot trust Mahomes to cover.
Then on Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers are double-digit dogs. That's right. They're catching 10 points traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills. Five-star, originally, I was thinking I was going to lay it with the Bills here. However, this total has dropped 8 points since the opener, and that's due to the weather. They expect a snowstorm in Buffalo. In spite of the elements, do you think Buffalo covers against the Steelers? Or do you think Mike Tomlin and the Fighting Tomlins can keep it close?
You know what type of guy I am. You know I'm a Tomlin truther. You and I both, you know, we really have a lot of respect for that man. The fact that they got to the playoffs again through all the stuff that he's enduring at quarterback, that's why I really, really hope some type of way they figure out a way to get Russell Wilson over there, man. He needs somebody under the center that he could trust, because it's like, when is the last time that the Steelers had a quarterback? I mean, being the last 3 or 4 years of his career was a little washed, man, and you know he played probably 4 years more than he should have, but before that he was lights out. But man, since then Tomlin has really had to like keep his head above water with the offense and make sure this defense keeps them in every game. With that said, I think that he can cause some issues for Josh Allen. Josh Allen, he didn't look too hot last week, man. He still was turning over the ball in the red zone, still making some knucklehead plays. Sometimes he tries too hard. We know that the Steelers team loves to turn people over. What's the word on T.J. Watt, Spread?
I don't expect T.J. Watt to play, which was one of the big reasons I was leaning towards Buffalo.
That's difficult. So if they don't have T.J. Watt, as we know, what kind of difference that he makes on that team? Oh, man, it's a stay away for me, man. It's a stay away. But I will enjoy watching this game. But I can tell you this. It's difficult for me to lay double digits in a playoff game against Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I would agree there, and especially if it's going to be those wild, windy, snowy conditions. The Green Bay Packers travel to Dallas to take on the Cowboys. I'm telling you, five-star, we got storylines galore in this one. Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy faces his old team. Jordan Love will make his first playoff start, and the Cowboys will look to get years of playoff failures off their back, and to do so, it's going to start against Green Bay this weekend. Cowboys are laying 7. The total is 50.5. How are you approaching this one?
Man, Green Bay has had some really good history against the Cowboys. We know how much it means about franchise history. It doesn't matter about the players. Sometimes it just matters about that jersey and helmet. And we're used to seeing the other side, and that side is used to you giving them a beat down. It's a mental thing, man, and hard to get over. Green Bay has won the last 9 out of 10 matchups against the Dallas Cowboys. With that said, man, I just cannot find myself laying over a touchdown just because the history between these two teams. Dallas's, for some reason, they just love to blow it in the playoffs, so, you know, you can't really trust them. Then also, I know Mike McCarthy's had a good year. He's done a really good job, but I'm really, really high on Green Bay's coach. You know, I'm a big fan of his. I think that he's one of the better, smarter, sharper young coaches in the league. He's never had a losing season since he's been there. He always has his team in the mix. And I think that he'll have a game plan with Jordan Love and those carefree, young, talented receivers to really give the Cowboys some issues. This one might turn to a shootout, man. I probably look toward the over for sure.
The Los Angeles Rams are +3 in Detroit. Another great story is Matt Stafford returns to the stadium in which he started his career to face his former team. 51.5, highest total on the board. Lions favored by 3. How do you think this one's going to turn out?
This one is going to be a really interesting matchup. You got so many storylines in this one. It's amazing how all of these games worked out perfectly for the NFL with that. With that said, man, I'm a Campbell guy, man. I know sometimes he ticks me off with his, you know, doing stuff with so much bravado and sometimes not really thinking things out, being a little emotional, but he's going to have Detroit fired up for this game. They're going to play their tails off of Jared Goff. Jared Goff was embarrassed and treated really badly by the coaching staff over at the Rams, most of all by Sean McVay, who pretended to be his friend, pretended to be a mentor, a big brother to him, and then when things went bad, he turned them into the scapegoat. I remember seeing Jared Goff put up 55 or so against the Chiefs and be the best quarterback in the NFL. Excuse me. And then after one, you know, down season, Sean McVay turns on him, cuts a deal behind his back with Matt Stafford over in the tropics and just forgets about all the work that kid put in. And I think that's what Detroit, which is a lunch pail type of team, is going to rally around. I think they're going to be flying around the ball for Dan Campbell and for their quarterback, Goff. And I think that they come in and they're going to smack the Rams. I think too much of the public is liking the Rams on this game. Give me Detroit at home.
On Monday night, the Philadelphia Eagles are -3 in Tampa, taking on the Buccaneers. Five star, I think this is the hardest game for me to handicap because I'm unaware of the status of both quarterbacks. This one really feels like a gamble, but I think if you got inside information, if you're charting the wrong people, right people, maybe you could find an edge. I have not found it yet, though. Are you getting involved with the Eagles and the Buccaneers? Because both quarterbacks are coming into this game banged up. Hard to know who we're going to get on each side of the ball.
This will be a last-minute bet for me. I know the weather's supposed to be horrible. It's supposed to be a lot of rain. It's supposed to be a little windy. So that's going to factor in. My football mind can't see Jalen Hurts continuing to struggle like they have recently, man. I mean, this is the big-time game. He's playing against Baker Mayfield. They're in Tampa Bay. The Eagles beat them early this year, but before that, Tampa Bay has had a lot of success against them. And if you remember, before the Super Bowl run last year, Jalen Hurts lost at Tampa Bay and was put out of the playoffs in his first playoff game. So, I don't know, man. I'm going to probably make a bet on this one, but it'll be with the Supreme clientele after I get a little bit more information. Like you said, for right now, it's just a lot, just too many unknowns for me, but it will be a very, very entertaining game, and I look forward to watching.
Yeah, I think we need to wait for no more news on that one. I know Baker Mayfield missed practice today.
All right, Spread, you know what it is. It's time for the people segment. Let's give them that ball and parlay. What you got, Spread?
All right. According to your breakdowns earlier, I don't think you're going to be too happy with me, but I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys. I know you mentioned a lot of great things there about the Packers as they continue to develop Jordan Love, and you got to give credit to him and to the coach, Matt LaFleur, for taking a player and really showing how good he can be. Still, it's a rookie, essentially a rookie in his first playoff start. I know he's not a rookie, but this is his first year as the starter. This will be his first playoff start. We also talked about the Browns, right? And how some of their Magic was at home. The Cowboys are the same way. Fortunately for me, I'm getting the Cowboys at home. That's right. The Cowboys average 37.4 points per game at home. They're only giving up 15.9 points per game. That's right. So far this season, they're 8-0, and their average margin of victory is 21.5. I think this Cowboys team is a bully, but let's take this back 3 years. Green Bay Packers would not be a playoff team. They would be on the outside moving in. I don't necessarily believe in the seven seeds, and I think the Cowboys are going to. You know what, Five-Star, I feel bad. It's going to be a terrible letdown for these fans because they're going to look so good this week, so good next week, and then they're going to get beat down by the 49ers. But for right now, I believe the Cowboys win in impressive fashion. I'm taking the Cowboys minus 7.
Well, I tell you what, Spread, I don't agree with your ball and parlay, but I also don't agree with the Cowboys are going to get beat down. I see a scenario where if the Cowboys go to the 49ers, they kind of take the same trail that the original Jerry Jones Super Bowl team took, and that was going to San Francisco and getting a victory. So I think that Brock Purdy showed us before that you cannot trust him in the playoffs or in big games. All right, so you know who you got for the ball and parlay?
Five-Star, I'm going to stay up in Michigan. Man, I got to ride with the team I was hype on at the beginning of the season. I feel they starting to, you know, get the push, and this team was only one bad call, man, away in Dallas. Dude, they was about to beat the Cowboys. Like, so I really think the Lions have a point to prove, and I'll be taking them for my ball and parlay minus 3 versus Sean McVay and his Rams.
Yeah, I really like that one a lot. So, you know, I think that the Lions are going to be fired up for this one. I think Detroit is going to be rocking up in Michigan. And, you know, I got a lot of homies up there. I hope that they come through for my partners up in Grand Rapids. All right, man. I already gave mine out early on the bench. I'm going to stick with the home team. I'm going to stick with the good guys. We rolling with the Stroud boys. Hey, man, I think that Joe Flacco is 39 years old. I think that's very old. I know he's played a pretty good game, but he's a statue, and he's not going to be able to move inside of that pocket. I think that they get pressure with Grignard, and they also get pressure with that deep defensive line for the Houston Texans. And C.J. Stroud goes crazy on that Cleveland defense that has been really bad on the road. All you got to do is go through and see that, man, they gave up some points on the road, 26 to the Steelers. Come back, they give up 38 to the Colts. They give up 31 to the Ravens. They come back, they give up 29 to the Broncos. Now, this is the number one team in the NFL, but on the road, they're not the same team. So, I believe in D'Amico Ryans. I believe in Slovak. I believe in C.J. Stroud. I think it's their time, and I think that the Houston Texans get it done at home. This is episode 18. We're getting into the guts now. We're at the end of the season, man. It's the winter's here. Brand new year. The calendar's turned to 2024. New year, new money. But the same old Waging World. It's always us versus the machine. This is episode Yes Ocho. Yeah, man. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Let's keep winning, man. Let's keep the vibes good. Shout out to the DM crew. I'll be getting at you guys real soon with some winners. We're moving towards the end of the football season. This college football is a wrap, and it's on to the recruiting time. And right now, we got teams playing to come here for the first Super Bowl in Las Vegas, and I couldn't be more amped. I'm going to have a lot of people in town, and I'm ducking and dodging you all because I'm going to enjoy the Super Bowl. So either jump in or get left out. Be ready when I'm ready to roll, because, hey, it's going to be going down, the first Super Bowl in Las Vegas, Nevada. As always, follow my guy Cino Royale at Cino Royale. Follow me at Five Star in Vegas. Follow my guy Spread Astaire at Spread Astaire. Hey, man, your comments, they're really appreciated. Your likes, they're appreciated. You guys follow the show. Catch us on a Better Life podcast next week on YouTube. And as always, this show is dedicated to the greatest Houston sports fan to walk the earth, my father, John H. Lindsay. I do this for you, Dad. This is The Waging World. Thank you.
I'm on the balcony reading a novel. I take the best advice from both the Quran and the Bible. My wife bad, more beautiful than your favorite model. Don't believe in idols, I think you find the answers inside you. I used to think the biggest thing in life was getting money. Rumble in my tummy, I guess it's how it seems when you hungry. And when there's no AC in summer or heat in the winter, thinking about that walk to the shower, I wasn't trying to get up. You take for granted certain this shit, like never worrying if she fuck with you cause you rich, or friends feeling like they deserving of what you get, and trying to bring you down, that dollar made people flip, like quarters I be caught up in stressing over this chip, like drowning in depression, the women liquor is slit, right, B&B's way up in the hills out in Malibu, pomegranates growing in the bushes feeling gratitude, shorty trying to fuck off me but I just keep it casual, breaking all the rules, let her stay until the afternoon. It get lonely, I be knowing she phony. Thinking back to all of the women that really chose me, and all the times that I was the villain and she consoled me and told me I was gonna be great. Boy, am I late. I peep the calendar like how often can I escape. I take a breath accepting what seeming to be my fate. And then I travel back to the Converses and dungarees when we ain't had a water or sunlight to care for money trees. When everything you wanted, you get it, then all you want is peace. And that comes with a whole different struggle, homie, ain't nothing free.